You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. This is the last day that the Lacoutere Ojibwe Food Shelf will be open. Starting at 12 noon today until 3 this afternoon, the food shelf is located between Kubi's Coffee and the Credit Union at the intersection of County Highway B and K. The food shelf is open to all tribal members. Again, today is the last day for it to be open from 12 until 3 o'clock. The LCO food shelf located between Kubi's and the Credit Union. There's no school today for Solon Springs School District. They're going to be out at a parade in Duluth. The marching band students are heading to the City of the North Parade happening in Duluth. They'll be leaving at 3 o'clock. And be coming back or be done by 9 o'clock. So if you want to go up there this evening and see the parade in Duluth, you'll be seeing the Solon Springs School District there. At 8 o'clock, the 4th Annual Hunter's Craft and Bake Sales happening at the Dove Healthcare Business Center located at 819 Ash Street in Spooner. All proceeds will benefit the residents of the Dove Healthcare Facility in Spooner for their future activities. Again, the 4th Annual Hunter's Craft and Bake Sale happening today from 8 until 3 o'clock at the Dove Healthcare Facility, their business center located at 819 Ash Street in Spooner. Open Play is happening at the Northwest Connection Family Resources at 9 o'clock today. They're located at 15896 West 3rd Street here in Hayward. Join your friends or make some new ones while playing with your kids in their children's environment. A snack will be provided. Again, from 9 until 11 today, Open Play at the Northwest Connection Family Resources. Rifle sight-ins are ending today at the end of the day, 9 until 4 today at the Hayward Rod and Gun Club. Bring your guns and rifles over there for $8 each. Club members will help you sight in your gun for the deer season. The Hayward Rod and Gun Club is located at 14261 County Highway B here in Hayward at the top of the hill. Again, rifle sight-ins happening at the Hayward Rod and Gun Club from 9 until 4 today. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be open from 10 until 3. They operate out of the Spider Lake Church Youth Center here in Hayward, located at 11255 Highway 77, just north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. They have lots of canned goods, meats, and produce, and everyone's encouraged to get food from this program regardless of their financial situation. Again, the Spider Lake Church Youth Center here in Hayward hosting the Northwoods Community Shelf, Food Shelf, from 10 until 3. Parents and givers of children with special needs. There is a special support group happening for you at the Spooner Memorial Library at 5 o'clock today. Come join and connect with other parents and caregivers who are going through similar experiences raising a child with special needs. You don't need to go through it alone. A support group can help. Children are welcome to come along, and they'll have an activity for them to do while you're in the group. Again, more information can be found at spoonerlibrary.org/events. This is for the parent and caregivers of children with special needs support group starting at 5 o'clock at the Spooner Memorial Library. Boys varsity hockey for Hayward will be at 5 o'clock at the Superior Ice Arena. Again, 5 o'clock, boys varsity hockey happening in Superior. That's for the Hayward School District. Girls varsity hockey for Barron School District will be at the Superior High School at 7 o'clock. Again, girls varsity hockey for Barron School District, 7 o'clock at the Superior High School. St. Joseph Church is hosting a recycled Christmas rummage sale. For Christmas and winter items, Come find treasures for the holiday season while supporting the youth group programs at St. Joe's Catholic Church here in Hayward, located at 10586 Dakota Avenue here in Hayward. For more information, you can call 715-634-2867. Again, the Recycled Christmas Sale happening at St. Joe's Catholic Church here in Hayward from 9 until 2. A holiday bazaar happening at the Spider Lake Youth Center starting at 9 o'clock on Saturday. Again, this is the same place where the Hayward Community Food Shelf is located at. They'll have assorted Christmas items available: cards, cookies, tins, large gift bags, t-shirts, assorted sizes and smalls, small Christmas trees, lighted up lawn ornaments, and so much more. Lunch is provided if you'd like. Again, this is happening at the Spider Lake Youth Center and the Northwoods Community Food Shelf building from 9 until 3, a holiday bazaar happening there. And of course, another holiday craft show is happening on the 22nd from 10 until 4:30. This is at the Veterans Center here in Hayward. Holiday decor and gifts, handmade jewelry and clothing, baked goods, and a lunch is available for sale as well. This is happening at the Hayward Veterans Center, located at 10534 Main Street. No admission charge, and you can shop there again on the 22nd from 10 until 4:30. Holiday craft and vendor show. And a special programming note for listeners of WHSM Muskie Country 101. During the hunting season from 6 until 8, join Joel and Gray for the Deer Hunters Roundup every evening through hunting season from 6 until 8. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome to the Front Porch, folks. Joel and Gray on a Friday, pre-deer hunting Friday here in the Hayward and surrounding area. Good morning, Gray.
Good morning. It does not look like deer hunting out there, Joel.
Yeah, 45, even 50. It's gonna cool off starting next Wednesday, but between now and then, it's going to be a mild, wimpy deer hunt.
I'm wearing shoes. Shoes. Yeah. Just any kind of shoes.
That it may be change. Boots. I think by the time the deer hunting 90 deer gun day season ends, you may be in some boots.
Yeah, definitely. I take the cold badly, as I say often and loudly.
Yeah, careful out there this morning. There's a little bit of ice around the Northwoods as things glazed up a little bit overnight. That will burn off here. Before we're going to talk a little football here in the 7 o'clock hour, of course, but I wanted to make not a confession, but a full out, I just want to be upfront with everybody because we talked a little turkey and a little ham the other day. And I shamed lasagna, just shamed lasagna. You should hear some of the messages I got from Italian-sounding people.
There was a pounding on the door.
Yes. But I wanted to make a confession. Last year, my wife and I got a turkey. I think it may have been a butterball, but I think it was a butterball turkey. And we did the whole thing, the preparation. We thawed it out and everything. And my wife prepares the turkey. She's the one. I cut it. She prepares it. So she calls me to the kitchen, which is very rare because usually she wants me out of the kitchen. And she says, I can't find the giblets. I can't find giblets.
Giblets. Giblets. But no, I'm thinking because I've been there. I've been there. I've been there like three times.
Yeah. So literally, she said, I've checked. So I went up into the cavity. I got to know this turkey pretty well. I got up into the turkey and I'm feeling and I'm tugging. I'm just like, I'm going everywhere. I can't find anything. So just like, we didn't get any giblets, I guess. So my wife prepares the entire turkey. It's ready. We're literally minutes away from consuming turkey. I've got the knife out and I'm carving up the knife, and I reach up into the cavity of the turkey, and what's there? I guess some membranes or something maybe hold it into a certain spot where you don't know it's there.
I think they fire it in with an air cannon. I think they use that potato gun you built with your kids when they were 12 and just ba-dunk.
Yeah.
And that's how the giblets enter the turkey. They don't use a hand.
It cooked perfectly. I mean, it cooked within the bag. It was fine.
I think they engineer it that way because they know it's going to happen. And that happened to us, I think, I don't know, 15 years ago or so. I remember we found it.
Yeah.
And dad looked, mom looked, brother looked, everybody looked.
But this is on Thanksgiving Day. So my wife goes on the Butterball Turkey website and basically said, you know, we bought a turkey and didn't get any giblets and yada, yada, yada. And then we found them. Well, by that time, when you say something like that, and then you try to take it back, the take it back part is much harder than just saying,
"Oh yeah,
hey, we didn't get the giblets." So about 4 days later, what arrives in the mail but a coupon good for a free turkey.
Yes.
And my wife says, we just pulled a scam.
The guilt turkey.
The free guilt turkey. Just like, we're going to keep this between you and me. We're never going to tell anybody this happened, right?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, man. I've never had it quite like that, but we did leave the giblets in one time. I'm reminded of a moment that I got a certain gas station's beverage. I shouldn't name names because they don't deserve it. The line of drinks that made the Gatorade knockoff accidentally fused the cap to the top of the bottle. And I tried so hard to take that cap off that I actually tore some skin off my hand. And I thought, okay, that's the most foolish thing I've ever done. Never got that cap off the bottle ever until I tried a pliers after it was all said and done. But I called them and they were so worried about a lawsuit, they refunded me and sent me a case of this stuff. And I was like, okay, hold on, you guys, I'm not the guy. Like, I'm not going to do what you think I'm going to do. Freak out, man.
And everybody's had that accidental... if you live long enough on the planet, the accidental theft like that, where you just feel like you stole something. We did years ago when my wife first met. We went to a Target. We lived in St. Paul, Minnesota. Went to a Target store, and we had it was just my wife and I. My son wasn't with. But anyway, I grabbed a Mountain Dew from the little case up by the checkout counter, and I didn't want to wait. So in the process of shopping, I'm drinking the Mountain Dew. And my wife is like, you know, technically you're stealing that. You didn't pay for that yet. And I said, I'm going to pay for it. What's the big deal? What are they going to do, arrest me here at Target for drinking a Mountain Dew in the store? So we go all the way through, and the Mountain Dew maybe is like half empty. And what do? I walk right out of the store. We checked out the counter, walked right out of the store with the Mountain Dew. Of course, nobody said anything except for my wife for the last 20 plus years, which every time we go into a Target, she says, are you going to steal something today? Or are we going to buy stuff? Or are you stealing stuff today?
How sticky are the fingers? I dreamed I did that once. And this sounds bizarre, but it was like the worst nightmare I ever had. I dreamt I was standing there in this gas station across the street from us here. You know the one, it's attached to the fast food restaurant. And I'm standing there in line. I'm like the third person back, and I've got a soda, like a 20-ounce Mountain Dew or so. And I make eye contact with the cashier. I decide I don't want to wait. I stick the soda in my pocket, and I walk out of the store. And that is... I've never done anything like that in my life. I've never shoplifted or anything. Not even as a kid. I didn't even have that streak or anything. I woke up in a cold sweat, the likes of which I have never experienced. I thought, oh my gosh, it's a good thing I don't need any sort of hardened criminal, like anything. Like, it's a good thing I'm not Leo DiCaprio. That's for sure.
The accidental theft. It'll happen. It'll happen. the cookie or whatever it may be. Or the kid that you have that is maybe in the shopping cart, the grandkid or the kid, and they reach over and grab something when you didn't see it, and all of a sudden you walk out of the store and they're munching on some Oreos, you know?
I'm pretty sure cool people can see it on me, Joel. They look at me and they say, yeah, that guy dreamt he stole something once. That's the coolest, hardest thing he's ever done. I think people know that about you subconsciously.
All right, coming up a little bit later on this hour, we are going to delve into the NFC North and the Vikings-Packers. There's 365 days in a year, and there's only two that the Vikings and the Packers play each other. For us in northern Wisconsin, this is the rivalry. I mean, the Bears are for the southern part of the state. For us, it's Vikings-Packers, number one.
Except for those invaders that come all the way up from Chicago. That's right. There's a lot of Minnesota fans, and when I lived in Minnesota, there were a surprising number of Packer fans. This is a more recent one for a lot of people.
Yeah, it'd be a fun rivalry game and pretty much always a meaningful game, especially when it's earlier in the year like this. So we'll delve into the Viking-Packer game coming up in just a little bit here. Don't forget Deer Hunters Roundup tomorrow night, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. over on our sister station on Muskie 101.1. Deer hunting calls for 2 hours. Pretty awesome. Buzz of the North, WBZH at 729. Welcome to the front porch, folks. Joel and Gray on a Friday, pre-deer hunting Friday here in the Hayward and surrounding area. Good morning, Gray.
Good morning. It does not look like deer hunting out there, Joel.
Yeah, 45, even 50. It's gonna cool off starting next Wednesday, but between now and then, it's going to be a mild, wimpy deer hunt.
I'm wearing shoes. Shoes. Yeah. Just any kind of shoes.
That
it
may change.
Boots.
I think by the time the deer hunting 90 deer gun day season ends, you may be in some boots.
Yeah, definitely. I take the cold badly, as I say often and loudly.
Yeah, careful out there this morning. There's a little bit of ice around the North Woods as things glazed up a little bit overnight. That will burn off here. Before we're going to talk a little football here in the 7 o'clock hour, of course, but I wanted to make not a confession, but a full out, I just want to be upfront with everybody because we talked a little turkey and a little ham the other day. And I shamed lasagna, just shamed lasagna. You should hear some of the messages I got from Italian-sounding people.
There was a pounding on the door.
Yes, but I wanted to make a confession that last year, my wife and I got a turkey. I think it may have been a butterball, but I think it was a butterball turkey. And we did the whole thing, the preparation. We thawed it out and everything. And my wife prepares the turkey. She's the one. I cut it. She prepares it. So she calls me to the kitchen, which is very rare because usually she wants me out of the kitchen. And she says, I can't find the giblets. I can't find giblets.
Giblets. Giblets. But no, I'm thinking because I've been there. I've been there. I've been there like three times.
Yeah. So literally, she said, I've checked. So I went up into the cavity. I got to know this turkey pretty well. I got up into the turkey and I'm feeling and I'm tugging. I'm just like, I'm going everywhere. I can't find anything. So just like, we didn't get any giblets, like, I guess. So my wife prepares the entire turkey. It's ready. We're literally minutes away from consuming turkey. I've got the knife out and I'm carving up the knife and I reach up into the cavity of the turkey and what's there? I guess some membranes or something maybe hold it into a certain spot where you don't know it's there.
I think they fire it in with an air cannon. I think they use that potato gun you built with your kids when they were 12 and just ba-dunk.
Yeah.
And that's how the giblets enter the turkey. They don't use a hand.
It cooked perfectly. I mean, it cooked within the bag. It was fine.
I think they engineer it that way because they know it's going to happen. And that happened to us, I think, I don't know, 15 years ago or so. I remember we found it.
Yeah.
And dad looked, mom looked, brother looked, everybody looked.
But this is on Thanksgiving Day. So my wife goes on the Butterball Turkey website and basically said, you know, we bought a turkey and didn't get any giblets and yada, yada, yada. And then we found them. Well, by that time, when you say something like that and then you try to take it back, the take it back part is much harder than just saying,
oh, yeah,
hey, we didn't get the giblets. So about 4 days later, what arrives in the mail but a
certificate.
Coupon good for a free turkey.
Yes.
And my wife says, we just pulled a scam.
The guilt turkey.
the free guilt turkey. Just like, we're going to keep this between you and me. We're never going to tell anybody this happened, right?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, man. I've never had it quite like that, but we did leave the giblets in one time. I'm reminded of a moment that I got a quick a certain gas station's beverage. I shouldn't name names because they don't deserve it. The line of drinks that made the Gatorade knockoff accidentally fused the cap to the top of the bottle. And I tried so hard to take that cap off that I actually tore some skin off my hand. And I thought, okay, that's the most foolish thing I've ever done. Never got that cap off the bottle ever until I tried a pliers after it was all said and done. But I called them and they were so worried about a lawsuit. They refunded me and sent me a case of this stuff. And I was like, okay, hold on. You guys, I'm not the guy. Like, I'm not going to do what you think I'm going to do. Freak out, man.
And everybody's had that accidental... if you live long enough on the planet, the accidental theft like that, where you just feel like you stole something. We did years ago when my wife first met, we went to a Target. We lived in St. Paul, Minnesota. Went to a Target store and we had, no, it was just my wife and I, my son wasn't with. But anyway, I grabbed a Mountain Dew from the little case up by the checkout counter and I didn't want to wait. So in the process of shopping, I'm drinking the Mountain Dew. And my wife is like, you know, technically you're stealing that. You didn't pay for that yet. And I said, I'm going to pay for it. What's the big deal? What are they going to do, arrest me here at Target for drinking a Mountain Dew in the store? So we go all the way through and the Mountain Dew maybe is like half empty. And what do? I walk right out of the store. We checked out the counter, walked right out of the store with the Mountain Dew. Of course, nobody said anything except for my wife for the last 20 plus years, which every time we go into a Target, she says, are you going to steal something today? Or are we going to buy stuff? Or are you stealing stuff today?
How sticky are the fingers? I dreamed I did that once. And this sounds bizarre, but it was like the worst nightmare I ever had. I dreamt I was standing there in this gas station across the street from us here. You know the one. It's attached to the fast food restaurant. And I'm standing there in line. I'm like the third person back. And I've got a soda, like a 20-ounce Mountain Dew or so. And I make eye contact with the cashier. I decide I don't want to wait. I stick the soda in my pocket. And I walk out of the store. And that is... I've never done anything like that in my life. I've never shoplifted or anything. Not even as a kid. I didn't even have that streak or anything. I woke up in a cold sweat, the likes of which I have never experienced. I thought, oh my gosh, it's a good thing I don't need any sort of hardened criminal, like anything. Like, it's a good thing I'm not Leo DiCaprio. That's for sure.
The accidental theft. It'll happen. It'll happen. the cookie or whatever it may be. Or the kid that you have that is maybe in the shopping cart, the grandkid or the kid, and they reach over and grab something when you didn't see it, and all of a sudden you walk out of the store and they're munching on some Oreos, you know?
I'm pretty sure cool people can see it on me, Joel. They look at me and they say, yeah, that guy dreamt he stole something once. That's the coolest, hardest thing he's ever done. I think people know that about you subconsciously.
All right, coming up a little bit later on this hour, we are going to delve into the NFC North and the Vikings-Packers. There's 365 days in a year, and there's only two that the Vikings and the Packers play each other. For us in northern Wisconsin, this is the rivalry. I mean, the Bears are for the southern part of the state. For us, it's Vikings-Packers, number one.
Except for those invaders that come all the way up from Chicago. That's right. There's a lot of Minnesota fans, and when I lived in Minnesota, there were a surprising number of Packer fans. This is a more recent one for a lot of people.
Yeah, it'd be a fun rivalry game and pretty much always a meaningful game, especially when it's earlier in the year like this. So we'll delve into the Viking-Packer game coming up in just a little bit here. Don't forget Deer Hunters Roundup tomorrow night, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. over on our sister station on Muskie 101.1. Deer hunting calls for 2 hours. Pretty awesome. Buzz of the North, WBZH at 729.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. With me in the studio today is Marshal Savitsky, the Chief of Police for the City of Hayward. Hello there, sir.
How are you, Mark?
I'm doing well. And yourself? What do you got going on?
Just dandy.
Just dandy?
Yeah, it's November. Snow was flying yesterday, and the cold is here.
Don't want to talk about it, but yes, winter's coming no matter what. You provided me with a really nice little report here. I was like very impressed with how organized you are. That's...
Just for you, Mark.
Well, talk a little bit about what's in your letter here. We can start off with the first week of October. You and other City Hayward officers were training with deputies with the county. What talk about that?
Yeah, so October was a busy month. We started in the first week training with the Sawyer County deputies together, doing room clearing and qualifying with our handguns and rifles.
Yeah.
You know, that was same time as homecoming that following weekend or that weekend, I believe that first week in October was a homecoming where we had a parade that Friday and it was safe and, you know.
Yeah. Well, and it wasn't like Main Street was closed all day. You had to close it down in the middle of the morning and get traffic out of there. But you didn't have to clear the streets as far as parking's concerned.
No, so. We didn't. But here in Hayward, we like to allow parades to go backwards on Main Street for a one-way street, you know. So it's always as confusion of those, maybe not from from Hayward
from the
here.
Yeah, yeah. So what else then happened here in October?
We, one of the other officers and I, we took the firearms instructor course through Northwoods Tech and Rice Lake.
Oh, okay.
And so rain or shine, which was mostly rain for eight-hour days. In Rice Lake, we shot 1,000 rounds of rifle and 800 rounds of handgun ammunition. And that training taught us how to train other officers. So now we are firearms instructors for law enforcement in the area.
Sure. And can you use that? You use that certification then, obviously, for your own officers within the city of Hayward. Can you then train other officers from different departments?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay.
We can even do the retirement officer shoots. So if they want to come back with their revolvers from the 80s.
Yes.
We had to shoot with revolvers. They had to teach us how to, you know.
Okay.
So we can also qualify those guys as well.
Yeah.
And a lot of the, I don't know, there's probably definitely over a dozen retired law enforcement officers around the area that shoot every year. So here I am if they want to get qualified.
Yeah. So along with all the law enforcement things you do some things in the community, and you were at the North Lakes Co-op's Halloween event. How did that go?
That was a tremendous event. It was put on by the co-op and some other volunteers, and they believe they had about 2,000 people walk through that night between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Halloween night.
Yeah, I believe it.
So we took 1,500 pieces of candy and about 500 pumpkins, so we ran out, you know, halfway through, so we didn't go get more candy from Walgreens. And we had a tremendous event. In the beginning of the month, we also, Marketplace, they have a community event every fall, and we were there with our squad cars showing people what we have on the inside and what it looks like from, you know, the back seats and where our sirens and lights and everything are.
Yeah,
so that's always a good way to see everybody.
Sure. Okay. Coming up in November, we got a couple of community events happening. We got some races going on in town. Talk a little bit about those.
Yeah, so we started planning for the upcoming holiday turkey trot, a 5K that starts at the Hayward Fitness Studio on November 27th at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And then then after that, we have the Ugly Sweater 5K starting at the lot here across from your studio on 3rd Street on December 13th at 10 a.m. And again, those are just a lot of intersections of people running through town. And we already had our first Berkey planning meeting, too, October. So,
yeah,
you know, we had to get through the holidays here first with the 5Ks and all other holiday talk we're having. We have the Christmas in Hayward events coming up where they're blocking off Main Street and 2nd Street. They have the Light Your Engines parade.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Then you have to deal with whatever snow we might have at that time, too.
That's between us crazy. And our partners at Public Works and the Sheriff's Office, and sometimes I'll get Le Couture officers to come out here, too, we handle it pretty good. So it's always nice, all hands on deck.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the statistical information you have about crashes and injuries and whatnot for October.
Well, we had 266 calls for service just for the city of Hayward.
Wow.
Which was a high volume month for October.
Yeah.
Previous years, you know, we had two crashes in the city of Hayward, and from year to date for the entire county, that's 245 crashes. So,
any injuries at those two crashes?
Nope, not those two.
Okay, just minor stuff.
One involved a motorcycle, which is shocking because we usually don't see motorcycles on the roads in October in northern Wisconsin.
Right. Well, it was very nice. There was a couple of weeks there that it was summer-like. So,
right.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you quick about these emergency alerts that people have been getting. I know this isn't from your department, but Sawyer County puts out alerts if people have signed up for the NIXL program. That's NIXLE.com. And any kind of like an amber alert that Sawyer County wants to dispense, that goes out that way, and we get these by email. So I know some people were asking about it on social media, and I just wanted to say this isn't your department, right? This is from the county. Yep. But if you had an event that you needed to alert people, then would you use this system as well?
I would. I'd reach out to Sauk County Dispatch. Anytime there's a missing person or things that, you know, we need to act on quick, we'll reach out to the public, and it's always good for the public to get involved and contact dispatch if they saw that person or that vehicle they might be traveling in, you know, whether it's an elderly person who may not know exactly where they're going or what they're doing, or a young child. So it's a great program.
Yeah.
Great program.
Yeah. So if people want to get those alerts and be informed, they just need to go to NIXLE program. That's NIXLE.com. Anything else for you for December?
For December going forward, I do not think I have anything else to bring up at this time, at least.
Okay.
So that was my October report.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward information Monday morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.